Hi all, it's Jack. Happy Thursday to you. Some people call it Throwback Thursday, but today I'm thinking of it as throwback an email address or two. And I was looking at the number of email addresses I have and thinking about how I accumulated so many. And when you think about it and you sort of spell out how it happened, it makes more sense than when somebody just says, hey, I got 24. Because if you go back in time, and you look at where things were, call it 18 years ago, 20 years ago, when not everybody had an email address. Those of us that did probably had, one from one of those portals like Earthlink or AOL, CompuServe, something along those lines. So I definitely had the Earthlink and I definitely had the AOL email address. When things changed, call it right around maybe 2000 or so, Yahoo had a partnership with, I think it was SBC, AT&T, one of the same company really, where I signed up for their service. And part of the reason I signed up for their service was they gave out multiple email addresses. And, nobody thinks about this anymore, but there used to be a memory limit. And I thought, it might be useful to have multiple addresses because I could send emails to family with one set, and I can send another for business, and between them all, I would have enough, so I didn't worry about memory. And then, things changed over time. You think about it, they don't really set limits like they used to, or if they do, they're so big, I've never come close to touching it. So in any case, as things went over time, more opportunities opened up. We'll call that Google, call it Gmail, and I got a couple of Gmail addresses. And as things, again, as time passed, I modified my use of email to really pare it down to some, very specific accounts that I use, in specific ways, but I didn't shut down the other email addresses. And, in some cases I didn't shut it down because I had, accumulated, pictures and correspondence from people that are important to me, from family and friends. And I figured, all right, since it didn't cost anything to hold on to the address, there was no reason to just shut it down. But what's happened over time is it's become a bit of a mess in some ways, because I just don't check them all every day. There's no reason to. So I got a couple, my main address that I use on a regular basis, and then there are the others. And it just pares down from there as to, how many times a month I might check it, or if I check it, daily. There's like two that I check daily. Long story longer, today I was looking at one of the older email addresses, and I found out that my friend's mother died, and I just felt awful because she died almost a month ago. And I never heard, through the normal grapevine, there were no telephone calls and nobody reached out to me because the email was sent and it was sent to an old email address. And it occurs to me, I really need to push out a message or two to, some of the friends who were apparently still using that address and ask them to use one of the alternatives. Because, technically it's not my fault that I didn't check that email address and, most people seem to know that I don't use it very often. I can't yell at my friend for sending this that way. Wouldn't it be right. And, I wouldn't expect him to necessarily, think about, or worry about that. His mother died. And so, what email address to use for me is not the important thing. But the other thing, in conjunction with that, that really struck me is I was thinking, this is no longer so unusual. And what I mean, no longer so unusual, unfortunately, a lot of my friends are losing their parents and have been losing them for a while. 20 years ago, I had a few friends who, whose mother or father had died, and it was an anomaly. Now, it's certainly not the rule, but it's just not uncommon anymore. It's just, there are a lot of them out there who've, and more than a few who've lost both parents. And it's weird and strange to me because, I'm not that old. And, I'm just a guy in his 40s. But yet here we are at this place where, the circle of life is circling. The sun's going down on people. And it's just, I guess it's a sign of aging. So that's what I've got for you now, my friends. I'm going to try and find some more time to write. I don't have nearly enough time to write as I want, but I always have time to write something. So I'll probably get to updating the blog with words later this evening. So I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that, and I'll see you around cyberspace.